unicorns, that are startups that have become $1 billion enterprises. A goal that every entrepreneur should strive for, or should we rethink that? What if we imagine communities of social innovators together creating a unicorn? Welcome to the Communicorn podcast, where we explore the different roles that communities can play in creating social change. We want to learn from social innovators how they reshape the economy and how we can create a positive future together. Let's create that future, and let's start by exploring one specific social innovation community today. Hi, I'm Freddy, and I'm today's host of Communicorn. I'm very happy to introduce you to Kerstin Blumberg and Corinna Krome.
Hello.
Great that you're here. You are two of the three co-leads of Utopia, and I'm very happy to have you here today and get to know more about you and about Utopia, obviously. Maybe a short introduction of you two, but in a second I come to ask yourself also about yourself and the background, how you came to Utopia. Kerstin has a background in media and innovation management. Priorly living in Berlin, you have co-founded Querstadt Ein, where you led city tours, or where you developed city tours that were led by refugees or formerly homeless people. Mm-hmm. Then coming to Lüneburg, driven and inspired by social entrepreneurship, you've been looking for a place to connect social entrepreneurs and people who want to drive change. That's where you met Corinna and Martin with the same interest. Corinna, with a background in international relations, you like to think beyond borders. And as a serial entrepreneur, you've been also looking in Lüneburg for a place to connect people. And that's Utopia, which is the reason why we're here today and also where we sit. So let me start by asking you, when you imagine the Utopia and the community here that you have as a picture or a scene, what does it look like for you?
For me, there are many people in this picture from different backgrounds, old, young, all like different colors and shapes, forms. And they are all looking forward to a vision, let's say. They all have like really shiny eyes looking for a bright future and trying to find companies that can improve the world. So, yeah.
Yeah, and maybe adding to that, staying in that picture, there are also us, the people from Utopia, supporting them, leading them, guiding them. So that's what Utopia looks for me like in a picture.
That's a good picture. And I think you both are building on the diversity that you see in the picture. Mm-hmm. Where does it come from? Why is that important to you?
For me personally, like, diversity is the core of any innovation that we have. Like, if you're only in a room with people who think like yourself or look like yourself, you will never be able to innovate truly. And so we need diversity to have this innovation in Utopia, but also beyond. And that's why for me it's really important.
Yeah, all the different perspectives that people have, their experiences, different experiences, are so valuable to innovation, and especially social innovation, because there are experiences which I as a person cannot have because I don't have that background. So it's really important to include that innovation, that perspective, to truly have a new idea, a new perspective on social innovation.
And coming to your perspective, going a few years back to maybe 2021 or some years earlier, when you've been thinking first about such a place like the Utopia, what was your perspective back then? Why did you come up with the idea? What was your motivation?
Well, in my case, it was 2016, where I founded Mosaic, which is a different organization here in Lüneburg, about cultural organization, let's say. And back then, I really wanted to have a space close to that where professional ideas or companies could be realized. And I looked at Lüneburg and I felt like an impact hub was missing. So yeah, back then I was like, oh, we should really create a space for people who are entrepreneurs or startups or just like people with big ideas, and to help them and encourage them to make them to just make them happen. And that's when it all started for me.
And for you, Kerstin, how was it for you back then?
Back then, so I moved to Lüneburg 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And before that, I'd been in Berlin and Hamburg, being at Social Impact Labs and Impact Hubs. And then I came to Lüneburg and I was like, where do I go when I want to do social entrepreneurship, when I want to build my vision? Where are the people that are value-driven, want to create future ideas and innovate? And I was like, oh, well, there's a really, really cool university, the Leuphana University. Social entrepreneurship is there. But I'm done with university, so where do I go? So other co-working spaces, cool people there, but not all with that kind of focus. So I thought it would be really great to have like an impact hub, like this, a social impact lab. And so that was my vision. And I told friends about it. And then another friend of us, Friederike, connected us because she, with her organization working for Bewirken at that time, they were looking for bigger rooms. And they told me, oh, there's somebody building kind of impact lab here, or trying or planning to build it. And that was Corinna. So that is where we started to connect and understanding that we had the same vision and started to build Utopia. And Martin joined similarly around the same time.
That was back in 2021, if I'm right.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
And since then, how has Utopia developed? Today, we're sitting here in a podcast studio, but you have different rooms. You grew in size of members. Maybe you could take us a bit on that journey since 2021 until today. What has happened?
Yeah, for us, it's really crazy to see the development because we would never have imagined that it's going to work as it does. Like, it's really, really amazing to see all the people joining. So back then, the house was just a house, and we just filled it with all these ideas and this vision. And now we have, as you said, different rooms that people can book for their events, for team events, or any innovation that they have in mind. We have the podcast studio. We have a co-working space. We have a social coffee shop downstairs with the Café Avenir. And we have a community of more than
300
members right now, from 0 to 300 in 2 years. So that's really, really cool.
That's amazing. And I mean, was that also one of the goals that you had, to grow in member size probably and get people on board? But how would you describe what was the overall goal, what you started with, and where are you on the path to getting there?
The overall goal is to empower people to innovate and be social entrepreneurs. So, and we started small and introducing us to the world around us. But we gathered a lot of people that want to innovate around us already. So that was one part.
Yeah. And then second part was to also connect social companies that already exist. So not only encourage the ones who want to found a new company, but also combine those who are already working on innovation. And the third one was also, the third goal was also to inspire, like, let's say, traditional economists' views to do it a bit differently, and to tell them that economy without impact is, in our point of view, not sustainable anymore. And we need an impact-driven society. And these three goals, we are on a path to do it. So we have right now a Utopia Academy that is focusing on future founders, but also already existing social companies. And with all the networking events that we're doing almost every week, we are also trying to inspire others to think about sustainability and social impact of their companies.
And when you think about one of your highlights of the last years, what would be? Is there an event, something that happened? What do you think of?
so many things to think of. One I think about, on the one hand side, the big events where we have pitches with lots of companies, but also the smaller ones where we do lunches and where we get really close with social entrepreneurs. We call them founders lunches, social startup lunches. So I really enjoy those when we connect and cook together, eat together and exchange. And really people also show their challenges, support each other and help the others to go forward.
For you, Corinna, do you...
Yeah, I would, because it was just like 2 months ago, but I would then think of the Neujahrsfest that we had, the New Year's event, which was really amazing because we had the community pitches upstairs with already existing social companies that pitched their ideas and their innovations in the society. And then downstairs, we had like newer companies or startups pitching. And there were so many great ideas to tackle the challenges that we face in our world. So that was really amazing. And one small example, like oftentimes we cannot even count the times that people come here and they co-work or they come to a breakfast or a lunch and they just connect and someone says, well, I actually need someone who's really, I don't know, an expert in taxes, or someone else needs a space, a room. And just because they are here together, they meet and then a solution is created in really in an easy way. And that's something I really love because it shows that it's about the community actually.
Mm-hmm. That's an interesting point for me that you just made, because it sounds a bit like serendipity as well. Like, what role would you say does it play in your community that something happens, maybe not on purpose, but there's just serendipity involved that something cool happens in your community?
I think it really happens a lot. So it's definitely the case, but also to have a real community and to create one, you definitely need someone to manage it and to structure it. So it seems like maybe a serendip, but you know, the word that you just used, but it's not really, because it's also created and we make it happen.
Yeah, I can underline that completely. So it seems sometimes like they match only or meet each other because they are there. But usually I tell them up front, you need to meet the other person, and I invite the other person to come around because I know the other one will be there. So it's serendipity done by Utopia.
Exactly. Yeah. It looks like magic and there's magic behind it, but also a casting.
So Kerstin, as a magician, how would you say, how is it when people want to join the community? How do they get involved? Is there like a structured process? How do you foster that serendipity, or how does it generally work?
Yeah, we have different entry points. One of them is our weekly breakfast, where everyone can join who's interested in our community in Utopia. And we have another one entry point for founders or aspiring founders, which is my consultancy. And I do that on a weekly basis as well. So there I get to know them in depth and their idea and their vision, so I can match them with everyone else that might be relevant to them. So these are two main entry points. And then we have lots of other events going on where they on their interest ideation workshops, for instance, if they want to generate new ideas with others together and collaborate, that's a good option as well to step in.
Mm-hmm. That's cool. And I'm generally wondering, because we talk a lot about community and you mentioned a lot that it's important for you and that community building is one of your main goals also, and you want to connect people. So I was wondering, in reaching your goal, what actual role does the community play, and how would you define the community for yourself as Utopia?
It's really hard to measure, other than just in numbers, that how many people we have. But I think it's really like more a qualitative, let's say, evolution or evaluation of what community might be, because we can only like look at all these little connections that we are making. And it seems like a community that is so innovative and really helping each other to become more able to do social entrepreneurship. Because I think like many, many people are afraid to do the first step, let's say, to do, to create, to innovate or to found something. And through the community is, they really have this backup and the feeling that they are not alone and that you can ask someone. But to really measure how far we've come from our like vision to what we're actually doing, it's really, really difficult. But we evaluate it from time to time with the Leuphana University and some seminars that are asking like, how many people did you meet? What was the goal of these meetings? How how much impact did it have on you? So we're trying to evaluate it, but it's more, a real feeling of belonging to a community that helps you create even more things.
Yeah, that makes completely sense. And it's, to me, it makes sense. And we introduce people to each other. So they start to trust each other, because that's a huge part for me as well of community, having the trust and sharing values. So we reflect on values together with them. We set the scene sort of as taking our values up front, letting people know what we stand for, invite them to join us on it, and connect with us and the rest of the community. So I think that plays a huge role in how to shape a community as well.
Yeah. And to add on that, I think trust is so important, what you just said. And also, we don't want to be in a bubble, and we are not. So that's something I love about Utopia, that it's not only an impact bubble where everyone is just, I think we all have kind of the same values, but if someone else would come in, we would welcome this person and we would communicate and we would try to inspire this person to maybe think a bit more impact driven, but we would never exclude someone. And that's something I love. And this trust is built, and I can really see it with our weekly breakfasts. Sometimes people come and they might not have the same, maybe even knowledge about social entrepreneurship. That's often the case. They don't even know what maybe social entrepreneurship is. And they come more and more, and then trust is built and there are connections being built, which are au-delà, on top of the social entrepreneurship, but more like, like just being friendly to each other. And that's a step in the right direction, I guess, to prevent division and create more community.
Do you have an idea? But because, I mean, it sounds for me a bit like you're orchestrating the community, but obviously you can't like steer exactly how someone is happening when new people are coming in, and you won't put like, these are the values of the community, I imagine. But how do you make it possible then that those values that you just mentioned and this openness, this trust kind of spreads through the community? Do you have any exact actions or feelings, or is it, how would you say, how does it happen? Because it's something that I also like a lot about the Utopia.
I can only draw from my experience at Mosaic, where I learned so much about participation and like methods of bringing people together. And something that we often do, and could maybe do even more, but like, is just regular check-ins, or like a methodology where you share, do a speed dating between people, where you share your vision and then you confront it maybe with the overall vision of Utopia, or like do like games that we play with the community. I mean, last year, I think you were there, but we were just like doing really crazy games together. So go to the values, but from a different angle maybe, and create trust and fun first, so that people actually enjoy being there. And then the next step will come.
Yeah, the community lunches I was drawing on earlier. So we cook vegan, and this transports one of our sort of values, that we go a sustainable way. So, but we don't tell the people, for instance, you are not allowed to eat meat. So they are just coming, they experience us, and also sort of we are leading by example, talk about what interests us, what we find important, talk about ourselves, share our startup journeys, our own journeys, what inspired us, what it changed for us. So we are just trying to inspire the people, really.
Yeah.
You also mentioned that the community is also being active itself. And so I was wondering, do you also involve them in the overall decision-making processes of Utopia, or how do they become active? Like, how are they involved actually in the Utopia and the shaping of this place, but also of the community?
Maybe from early on, we decided to have a clear structure at Utopia, also with the experiences from Mosaic, where everything is really basic, like democratic and really participative. And here it's more like we have a clear structure where people can get involved. For example, they have really great events which are called Für euch, von euch für euch, for you, from you. And so the community actually brings in their knowledge, their expertise in certain subjects, and they create their own events with it. But the overall decision making of Utopia is quite centralized with the team that is also working here. But we are also in the beginning, for example, and still we have a to-do board downstairs where people can put in their criticisms or their ideas. So we are really, really open to any ideas in any shape or form.
I would maybe move a bit from the community topic a bit back to the impact topic that we touched up on in the beginning, because I remember what you said, Corinna, for you as Utopia, economy without purpose or without impact, without having something you create for the Gemeinwohl, doesn't really make sense for you. So I was wondering how you too personally would define impact, what you want to have maybe in your lives, and how do you try to realize that in Utopia? Mm-hmm. A big question.
Question to think about it for a sec.
And I could start. For me, sustainability or impact does not only mean to have an idea that is impact for the society necessarily. Mm-hmm. It can also be a company that is in itself good for the workers there. So I don't know, or for the employees, in the sense that For me personally, it would be either it has to have an impact socially or environmentally, or the company itself has to, for example, reinvest the money that they gain to the company and the employees. It's not about not making money, but it's more about how do you handle the money or the profit that you're making. Or a third option would be that the company in itself is, for example, really diverse, and you like Hey-Ho or intercultural companies that you try to bring in this diversity in the company. So for me personally, these three topics is a measure or an opportunity to be an impact-driven company. And that's what I meant when I said that for me, it's not possible anymore to just think about profits without these other factors in it. And I try to live by it and my own companies that I build.
And maybe just to ask on that, what would you say of those three aspects that you just mentioned, do you focus on in Utopia?
Yeah. So in any of the companies that I build, it's not perfect at all, unfortunately, because it's sometimes more difficult to realize than you. But yeah, of course, at Utopia, we are really purpose-driven and impact-driven, because we give access to then startups that are, again, impact-driven and who tackle the challenges in the world. So our whole space is about creating impact for the world in a social. So it's the first one. And the second one, I'd say, or the third one, to try to have rather diverse community or also people working for Utopia, but we can improve on that. And the third one,
what you do with the profits, was there?
Yeah, it's that? Also, it's only for the company. Yeah. And we are thinking about Verantwortungseigentum, like responsibility driven structures.
Like from the Purpose Foundation.
Yes. Yeah. For example. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, and for me, it's pretty much about resilience, either social resilience or ecological resilience, impact that companies or initiatives should work on. So for instance, Querstadt Ein, which I co-founded back in Berlin, doing the city tours done by formerly homeless. So it's really about sharing perspectives, the view, and gifts people a voice that usually is only talked about. So they can speak up for themselves. They're experts on their experiences in the city and their lives they lead. So this gives perspective and leads to more social justice, I find quite important. And then on, for instance, ecological impact, we have here the Viergarten, a Genossenschaft, and which helps to grow vegetables here resiliently and with the soil and regenerative cultures, and supports the people here, the community, and we have food here, and they employ people. So this is sort of really locally done impact by fostering the soil. And if I take it to utopia, then it's sort of fostering the diversity that also social entrepreneurs bring, and supporting people that maybe were not born in Germany, but we try to support them as well on their journey to social entrepreneurship, and also having and supporting initiatives that work on an ecological level here locally.
Thanks a lot for sharing your two views. I find that very interesting. And I'm always a bit having in the back of my mind that the utopia is a great place. And you have your visions for how you want to create impact through inspire, through empowering, and through connection. And I was wondering, how would that look like in light of grand challenges? We talk a lot about scaling. Hmm. How can you grow your impact? Is that something that is important to you as well? Do you want to scale the impact of utopia? And how would that look like?
Mm-hmm. Do you want to start?
I'm thinking about our one conversation where we were talking about the one unicorn, the social unicorn you want to build.
Yeah,
so thinking about that. And that's a vision. So we would like to go there. I don't know if you mean that by scaling, sort of trying to help one initiative, one startup to become really, really a big one that has really, really great impact. Or if you talk about sort of expanding our area of influence. So that are two different perspectives for me. And the unicorn one we sort of talked about, and
yes,
we have that as a vision in mind.
Yeah.
And putting our actions into place to reach that strategy, that vision, sort of.
So let me ask you, when you talk about a unicorn, you talk about a social or environmental startup that you have been supporting here in Utopia. You're not talking about yourself becoming a unicorn, right?
No. Okay. No. We're thinking about,
empowering people to build that. Yeah, but with our help, with our support, with our network.
Yeah. And what would you say? What are maybe then missing ingredients to get there? I mean, if that's something you wanna be able to support a social startup here in Lüneburg to become a unicorn,
mm-hmm,
what would you need as an organization, as Utopia, maybe to develop or scale yourself, grow yourself in capacities that will be possible?
Well, yeah, we were thinking about already, like, we have really, really great cooperation partners in the town. Mm-hmm. And we are thinking about raising a fund, an investment fund for social startups, and doing like an impact fund where you could say to startups in Lüneburg or even beyond, and tell them, well, if you come to Lüneburg, then we have some funding and we get some shares. And through that, we believe that you can actually do like a venture capital fund, but for social startups here in the city. That would be one. And about scaling the utopia in itself, I think what is also really, really important right now, also with the political challenges that we have, that we are locally creating a community with a lot of trust and resilience. And so I, even though we sometimes had the idea to scale Utopia in itself and put it to different cities, mm-hmm, why not? But it wouldn't be maybe a priority right now, because we believe that even our work here is so important, and it's really important to strengthen the local community first. Yeah.
That It's great. I mean, I have some visions in mind with that.
Good. Let us know.
No, it sounds really interesting. I would then maybe come to end to some short questions. Yep. And to start with, but it's not about only positioning yourselves, but also maybe telling a bit about the background. When I now ask a question to position maybe yourselves, how would you see yourselves or the utopia or both, however you would like to take the question, in a triangle of enterprise, impact, and community? If you imagine this triangle, where would you be? Do you see somewhere drawn to some of the positions or...
I have a clear image in mind, but I want to know yours.
I feel right in the middle, actually, being there between impact, the community, and being an enterprise. Yeah.
Yeah, I feel like we are, for me, we are a bit below the middle, a bit less a company. We are a real company, but in my mind, we are more between impact and community than the company, because it's more about those things than about us. But I also agree with the middle. Yeah, mm-hmm. It was my first.
Good to see that, that you're well aligned.
Yeah.
Somebody would have positioned you just at the company.
Then. we would have talked.
So before I close the session, I would like to ask you, is there anything you have in mind, you had in mind when we were talking, that you still want to share about the utopia, about yourselves, maybe about the topics of impact, scaling, community?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, maybe. I mean, we always talk about facilitating these ideas, mm-hmm. but the first thing and the most important thing is the idea. So if someone is listening to us and has a great idea, then please come and join the community or just talk to us. Because we feel like there are so many challenges right now, and we want to give people and ourselves, to be frank, hope that we can still like really create a beautiful future and be courageous and do something about it. And so we need people who are listening, and young or not so young people with ideas to join us.
And it's all about community. So without community and the people, we are nothing.
Now I would love to say nothing after that, because they were very beautiful clothing words, and it brings us to the end of the conversation. So thanks a lot, Kerstin. Thanks a lot, Corinna, for spending time with us, being here in the Communicorn podcast. Thanks for sharing your insights, your experiences. I think we have explored today the way of utopia, how you deal with community, how you build a community, what role it plays for you also in creating the future and shaping the future and challenging the status quo, kind of. So let's create, connect, and make a difference together. See you and hear you next time in the Communicorn podcast.